Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Balak. Parshas Balak, number one, has no mitzvos of the Taryak. None of the 613 mitzvos are found in Parshas Balak. So you really have to ask yourself the question, with all due respect, why do I need Parshas Balak? And clearly, we know that if one letter is missing from Parshas Balak, it has the same Kedusha. Now remember, it's a story, but we've always been taught there are no Bible stories, there are only Bible lessons. Now, in addition to the important lesson, which we will get to in a moment, found in Parshas Balak, there are other very important hashgafic concepts found in the Parsha, including the belief in the coming of Moshiach. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Melachim, brings the pasuk of this week's parsha, Torach Kochov Miyakov, that the Rambam writes, it is a biblical mitzvah to believe in the coming of Moshiach. This is found in this week's parsha, chapter 24, pasuk 17. All right, before we get started, let's just remember that this Tuesday is Shavuos Batamuz, and it is a fast day. It is the beginning of the 3 weeks and a period known as Bein HaMetzarim, quote, within the straits, as we find in the opening paragraph of the book of Eicha, that unfortunately, our enemies overtook her within the straits, Bein HaMetzarim. Okay, now, starting this Tuesday through Tisha B'Av, 3 weeks later, there are no weddings. You could always get engaged. That's an interesting concept. But again, there's an engagement celebration, preferably without music, without dancing. And during this period of 3 weeks, we don't listen to the music. We avoid public celebrations, especially those which have dancing and musical accompaniment. We avoid exciting, entertaining trips, activities. During the 3 weeks, no haircuts. Shaving is preferably not to be done. You don't have to lose your job if you would be unacceptable on the job. All these technical questions, discuss with your local Rav. And we do not say the blessing of Shehecheyanu on new food, on clothes, except on Shabbos. Okay, let's take a peek at Parshas Balak. Now, there is a very important point, and that is the Gemara in Makos 10b teaches us the way a person wants to go, that's the way they help the person from above. Hashem gives each and every one of us free will, and the way we want to go, He helps us accomplish our objective. And so, when the elders of Moab and Midyan, who are afraid of Bnei Yisrael. Where are we? We're in the last year in the desert. We've already defeated Sichon and Og, very powerful nations. So they realized that we cannot compete with Israel on a military front. So therefore, what do? They say, let's beat them at their own game. Their leader, Moshe, his strength is in his mouth. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's teaching Jewish people Torah. Let's get another individual whose koach is with his mouth, namely Bilam. Let Bilam come and curse the Jewish people, and that way we'll solve our problem with the Jewish nation. So, initially, what do we find? Hashem comes to Bilam and says to him, wait a minute, these people have come for you to curse? Vayomer Elokim el Bilam. Hashem says, Lo seilechim lahem, don't go with them. Lo sor esom, and don't curse the people. So we see very clearly that Hashem made it known to him. But what happened? What happens next is that a second delegation, right, has come offering Bilam more honor, worried to come, and he requests basically a second time from Hashem, can I go? And Hashem says, okay, I already told you no, but if your point is to go, then just know that you are to say only what I tell you to do. And still, what do we see? Rashi tells us that Bilam is going, maybe he'll be able to find the exact moment, whatever it is, but we see one thing, that he is a, quote, bad man. Now, if you want to know more, he is a bad man, take a look at the Yonasan ben Uziel on the Pasuk in Parshas Matos, where the Torah tells us that they killed Bilam, and the Yonasan ben Uziel says, one, listen carefully, who is Bilam? He's identified as Lavanu Arami, whether it's a reincarnation, whether he was old and a contemporary, but there's clearly the same ideology of Lavan in Bilam. Now, he is one of the three advisors to Paro, and he's the one that gave Paro the idea of Haneschak Malo, we got to get rid of the Jewish people. He's the one, according to Yonasan ben Uziel, who instigated Amalek, to come and attack the Jewish people in the desert. And he is the one that not only wanted to curse, but when he couldn't curse Bnei Yisrael, what does he do? He proposes to Moab that they send their girls to ensnarl the Jewish men, and this way Elohim Sone Zima, God hates immorality, and by instigating immorality with Benos Moab, that way he caused 24,000 Jews to be killed. So Bilam is a Russia. Now, let's move on. Twice in Bamidbar Rabbah, both in Parshas Noso and in our Parsha this week. The Medrash brings the pasuk at the end of Parshas Zos HaBracha, V'lokom B'Yisrael K'moshe Od. There never was amongst the Jewish people someone as great as Moshe. So the Medrash tells us, yes, B'Yisrael, in the Jewish people, there never was a greater Navi as great a Navi as Moshe Rabbeinu. But amongst the Goyim, there was, namely Bilam. Now wait a second. Could it be that Hashem sends a bad man, a pervert, to be the Navi of the Jewish people? Of the rest of the world? And the answer is definitively not. Meaning that Bilam had free choice, free will. He could have taken his talents for good, or he could have channeled, as he does, his talents for bad. And so the Gemara teaches, B'derech she'odam rotza leilech, Makos Yud Amid Beis, the way that a person wants to go, that's the way they assist him from on high. Same is true with Yerubim ben Nevat. God takes away the kingship from Shlomo Melech after he dies. Rechavam has two tribes, Yehuda and Binyamin. Yerubim ben Nevat is given, 10 tribes. Could it be that Hashem would take Achote Umachti? Of course not. Yerubim had a choice. Unfortunately, he channeled it in the wrong direction. Now, on this idea, V'lokom B'Yisrael, Od K'moshe, there is a very insightful Shelos and Tshuvos Maral Diskin, who says the following, that when we say, L'kom B'Yisrael K'moshe, Moshe, his prophecy was different from the rest of all the other prophets. Moshe had Aspaklaria Hami'ira, he had exact precision of prophecy, so that when is found in the beginning of Parshas Matos, the Torah introduces Matos with Zeh HaDavar, Asher Tzivo Hashem. This exactly is what Hashem had commanded regarding the laws of Nedarim. Now, the both the Kedushas Levi as well as the Maharal on that pasuk teaches us that Moshe, when he was talking about a momentary mitzvah, like Tel Mitzrayim, Kachatzos Halayla, Hashem is going to destroy the firstborn of Egypt, that was Aspaklaria She'enu Me'ira. Don't leave over the Mun, that was Aspaklaria She'enu Me'ira. Not with the same clarity. But 613 mitzvos were Aspaklaria Me'ira, so that there is no question about the exactitude of the prophecy. Good. What kind of nevuah did Bilam have? And the answer is, says the Maral Diskin, he had the same high level of nevuah as Moshe Rabbeinu. And what's his very insightful proof to this? He says, go to the Gemara Megillah, Yud Dalet Amid Beis. And what do we find on Yud Dalet Amid Beis? That King Yoshiyahu, a good king, led a cleanup of the Beis HaMikdash. They find a Sefer Torah And the Sefer Torah is open to Devarim, chapter 28, Pasuk 36. Yolech Hashem Oscha. Hashem will take you when you're king, and He's going to bring you to a nation that you don't know. You're going to go into Golos. Oy. So listen carefully. Yoshio was very nervous. Does this mean him, etc.? So there were at that time a Chulda Hanaviyah and Yirmiyahu Hanavi. And the Gemara teaches that Yoshio sent the question of interpretation of the Nevuah to Chulda. Whoa! How could you slight the great Navi Yirmiyahu, who's on a higher level of Nevuah? And the Gemara answers, Shehanashim Rachmanios Hein. Women are more compassionate, and therefore he, Yoshio, was looking for a more compassionate interpretation of the situation. Whoa! So what does that mean? It means that the Navi is using part of his personality to interpret. Bilam was a terrible man, so we don't want his personality. And therefore, it had to be that Bilam had as well, wow, the prophecy of Aspaklaria Hami'ira. So even though he had such a high level of prophecy, unfortunately, he misguided it, misdirected it. The lesson for us is very powerful. Each and every one of us are unique. Our fingerprints are different. Our thinking is different. Each and every one of us makes a contribution that only we can make. The question is, how is it going to be channeled? Is it going to be channeled in a positive way to increase Kvod Shamayim, to increase Chesed amongst the Jewish people? Or, unfortunately, is it going to be used in the wrong way? And therefore, I pray that we take the lesson of Balak to heart. I have the privilege of giving this Dvar Torah from Har Nof in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. There's no question that we have come a long way, and Mirtz Hashem, we will come a lot further. And even though we are entering into a dark chapter within our calendar, the idea that the Navi Zechariah promised us in chapter 8 that the four fast days of Tzomer Revi, this Tuesday, Shavuos Batamos, Tzomer Chamishi, 3 weeks from Tuesday, Tish'a B'Av, Tzomer Shvi, which is the fast of Gedalia, and Tzomer Asiri, the fast of Asar B'Tevez, the Navi promises us that these fast days are going to become holidays. Yes, we always have Shavuos Batamos in the week of Parshas Pinchas. And what do we have in Parshas Pinchas? The Korbanos Musaf. There will be that third Beis HaMikdash, and there will be Korbanos brought therein. Shabbat Shalom to all.